A surge of selling on Chinese stock markets forces authorities to temporarily stop trading on nearly half the stocks listed. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. The month-long sell-off on the Shanghai stock market took a new sour turn today, with the key index falling 6.75%. The CSI 300 is down 31% in a month. The surge of selling also spread today to what had been a more stable market, Hong Kong. The Hang Seng Index in Hong Kong fell 5.8%. Chinese authorities are quoted as saying the selling is irrational, but experts had been worried in recent months about the Shanghai market taking on a casino-like atmosphere. BBC business reporter Juliana Liu is in Hong Kong. Thanks for joining us.
Great to be with you.
It is an extraordinary story coming from the markets in China today. What, about half the stocks are either halted or frozen?
Yes, you're seeing this specifically in the mainland Chinese stock markets. You've seen an absolutely dramatic sell-off. Really, for the first time, the regulators are admitting that there is genuine panic selling underway. David, I think what's important to note is that unlike the stock markets in the US, here in China, 80% of the people involved in the equities markets are so-called retail investors, so individuals. And some of these people have been betting their life savings. And in the official media, there have been reports over the last few weeks of two suicides.
Now, Chinese authorities are been trying to use some policy measures to stem the flow here.
On Saturday, the regulator held meetings with about two dozen Chinese brokerages. They promised to buy stocks in the equities markets, about $19 billion worth of stocks. And then on Sunday, the central bank said that they would pump liquidity into the markets. Those measures absolutely did not work. Here in Hong Kong, even the stock markets, which have seemed much more insulated from what's been happening in mainland China this week, at one point it was more than 8% lower. It was headed for its worst performance in many, many years. That was such a huge surprise to see the China effect going beyond China.
That was striking, because a lot of the major declines that we've seen over the last month have been centered on the stocks traded on the Shanghai Exchange. But today, as you say, it's Hong Kong as well.
It's just so unexpected. So far this week, the losses here in Hong Kong had seemed really kind of moderate. And then today, suddenly, in the middle of the afternoon, it was boom. There was a real sense that, you know, we've not seen something like this happening here since 2008. That was a really long time ago. But it was a real shock, really, to see this happening.
BBC business reporter Juliana Liu is in Hong Kong. Juliana, thank you for this.
Thank you.
Now Greece, its debt, and its future participation in the euro. Sunday has now been set in what some European officials are calling a hard deadline for outlines of a new financial rescue plan, if any. Banks in Greece remain closed today, with the economy running on small ATM cash withdrawals and electronic bank card transactions. There are strict limits on money flowing into and out of the country. Leaders from all EU member nations are due in Brussels for an emergency summit on Sunday. Now let's check some other numbers. Indeed, the 100 share index in London is up 0.2%. The DAX in Germany is up 0.4%. 2.5 hours before the opening bell, the S&P future is down 0.8%, and the Dow future is down 151 points. Also, it's about 0.9% there, too. Bonds are seen as a haven on a morning like this, so yields can drift downward. The 10-year Treasury yield is down at 2.2%. Today, the director of the FBI will tell a Senate committee that tech companies need to be prevented from completely encrypting emails and other messages of their users. James Comey and other law enforcement and national security officials say they need a way to monitor terrorists or other criminals through their electronic communications. But ahead of that testimony, some of the world's top security experts were saying that leaving a door open to the government means leaving a door open to many others. And so far, Google, Apple, and others agree with that. Marketplace's senior tech correspondent Molly Wood joins us from San Francisco to discuss. Hello, Molly.
Hi, David. How are you?
So what's the source of some of the disagreement here?
The FBI and the Justice Department are concerned that as tech companies move more and more toward complete encryption, you know, tech companies see this as a selling point. There have been a lot of cyber attacks. People are concerned about privacy. And so Apple and Google and others are saying, we want to fully encrypt your communications so that you're not at risk of identity theft, for example. But the FBI and the Justice Department are concerned that if that happens, they won't be able to decrypt messages if they're concerned that there's a terrorism or other criminal plot in action.
Look, I get it. I mean, law enforcement wants a route into scrambled information of criminals. You can see why law enforcement wants that privilege. But some of the arguments here apparently are not just about privacy. They're what, technological?
Yeah, really at their heart, they are technological. There is a philosophical question, of course. But more importantly, there is a very strong argument to be made that if you make a hole in encryption for anyone, you make a hole in encryption for everyone. If you create a backdoor, then hackers will eventually be able to exploit that backdoor. And it's not a philosophical argument. The government actually tried a project like this in the late 90s, and a security researcher, in fact, just a computer engineer at AT&T Bell, was able to break in and decrypt all the information on this chip that the government wanted installed in all kinds of electronics.
All right. So the broad argument that if there's a key for the government, a hacker will be able to seize that opportunity. But what does the government say to that?
Not much, actually. The government does not have a specific technological answer for how they would accomplish that. The argument is more about security and their concern about being able to monitor communications. And frankly, you know, trust in the government on this issue is kind of low in the wake of a big cyber attack on government records.
Yes, the Office of Management and Budget Computers. Somebody got into just about every government employee's stuff.
Exactly. They don't have a great track record when it comes to the latest and greatest security.
All right. Well, we'll see where this goes. Marketplace senior tech correspondent Molly Wood, thank you.
My pleasure.
And the first big profits report of the quarter comes out late today. Alcoa, the aluminum company, it's seen as a bellwether for manufacturing, and we'll be watching. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.